A recent OPP probe into online child exploitation led to charges against several people from the Simcoe County area. That includes 70-year-old Wayne Pantry of Bradford, who was held in custody and charged with two counts each of possession of child pornography, accessing child pornography and making child pornography available, the department said in a media release. Also charged are two unidentified Barry men, ages 22 and 39. The older suspect has been held in custody and charged with three counts of agreement or arrangement, sexual offense against child. The 22-year-old has been charged with possession of child pornography. An unidentified man from Angus, 40, faces two counts of possession of child pornography. Two 15-year-olds, one from Barry and the other from Minesing, were charged, too, with possession of child pornography. And Anthony Smith, 71, of Eganville, faces possession of child pornography, accessing child pornography, and making child pornography available charges. Everyone listed above will have court appearances in either March or April. The full release from Ontario Provincial Police is below. The Ontario Provincial Police, OPP, has announced significant results in the fight against online child exploitation as part of Project Steel, a coordinated national operation to identify and apprehend those who prey on children. Police services participating in the provincial strategy to protect children from sexual abuse and exploitation on the Internet, Provincial Internet Child Exploitation Strategy, played a key role in this operation. Investigators worked proactively and reactively to identify individuals making, possessing and distributing child sexual abuse material. Victims were identified and safeguarded, and victim support was provided to those who were impacted. Provincial Internet Child Exploitation Strategy results from Project Steel. 31 victims identified, 20 children safeguarded, 40 individuals arrested, 151 charges laid, 686 electronic devices seized. Notably, during the investigation, a repeat violent offender, who had previously served a significant prison sentence for sexual offenses, was arrested again. Analysis of seized devices uncovered evidence of a sexual assault on a child in a public space and the online victimization of dozens of unidentified children. Law enforcement cannot combat this alone. The Provincial Internet Child Exploitation Strategy recognizes the critical role that parents, educators, child advocacy organizations, government and technology providers have in keeping children safe. Members of the Internet Child Exploitation Strategy urge all partners to stay informed, remain vigilant and work together to prevent exploitation before it happens. The public is encouraged to learn more about protecting children by visiting the Canadian Centre for Child Protection or cybertip.ca. A list of arrested persons, including their municipality and respective charges, is attached. Victim support and education services were provided by the victim services of Stormont, Dundas, Glengarry and Aquesson. If you have information regarding child exploitation, contact your local police or report online child abuse to cybertip.ca. If a child is in immediate danger, call 911. Project Steel is a testament to the unwavering commitment of law enforcement professionals to work together throughout Ontario and across Canada to protect children from exploitation, said DET. Staff Sergeant Tim Brown. This operation demonstrates what can be achieved when law enforcement officers and digital specialists from across different areas of expertise and geographic locations join together in a relentless pursuit of those who prey on the most vulnerable. We will not stop. We will continue to innovate, investigate and work with our partners to ensure there is no refuge for those who exploit children. The Provincial ICE strategy is comprised of the Ontario Provincial Police Child Sexual Exploitation Unit, CSEU, 25 Municipal Police Services, the Ministry of the Attorney General, MAG, and the Ministry of the Solicitor General, SOLGEN. The Provincial Internet Child Exploitation Strategy provides a unique, provincially coordinated effort that recognizes regional needs and issues, as well as the challenges associated with geographically dispersed victims throughout Ontario. the provincial internet child exploitation strategies participating police agencies. Barrie Police Service, Belleville Police Service, Brantford Police Service, Chatham-Kent Police Service, Cornwall Police Service, Durham Regional Police Service, Greater Sudbury Police Service, Guelph Police Service, Halton Regional Police Service, Hamilton Police Service, Kingston Police, London Police Service, Niagara Regional Police Service, North Bay Police Service, Ontario Provincial Police, Ottawa Police Service, Peel Regional Police, Peterborough Police Service, Sault Ste. Marie Police Service, Thunder Bay Police Service, Timmins Police Service, Toronto Police Service, Waterloo Regional Police Service, Windsor Police Service, Woodstock Police Service, York Regional Police.